It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Dave Anthony. Today, a different perspective on something just about all of us are complaining about these days, and with good reason. Gas prices, which have set record after record these last several months. AAA has regular over $5 a gallon in about 20 states, over $6 in California and some big cities like New York and Chicago. The other day, we talked to someone who feels guilty charging us this much. Chuck Graff owns Murray's Service Center in St. Anthony Village, Minnesota, right outside Minneapolis. He has gotten a lot of attention lately for the message he put on a sign at his station. We hate these gas prices, too. Now, our conversation was too long to fully fit in our Rundown podcast the other day, which, by the way, also included a discussion with Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan. If you haven't heard it, it's worth checking out. We posted it a few days ago. But today we thought it would be fun to let you hear my entire interview with Chuck and what it's like for him as a gas station owner. Thank you, as always, for listening. Happy Father's Day to you dads. And now Chuck Graff on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Joining us on the Fox News Rundown is Chuck Graff. He is owner of Murphy's Service Center, which is a gas station and service center in St. Anthony Village, Minnesota, just outside Minneapolis. He's got a lot of attention for something he put on his sign outside his gas station. Chuck, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem. Nice to join you.
So you wrote on your sign, "We hate our gas prices too." Did you ever imagine that you would get so much attention for one sign?
No, this is kind of blowing me away. I've been getting calls from all kinds of newspapers and news services, and yeah, it's kind of overwhelming, to be honest with you.
Why did you put the sign up? What was it?
Because I was kind of feeling actually a little guilty every time I'd have to go out to my price sign and, you know, jack it up 20, 30 cents. And, you know, I just wanted my customers to know I had, you know, show them some empathy that I know this stinks, and I know it's, you know, filling up your tank is not a fun thing to do nowadays. So I just kind of to let them know I feel their pain, and, you know, we're kind of feeling it too on our end. So
do people think, and have you had people think that you're just trying to gouge them, that you're making a buck off of their pain at the pump?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, because I'm not alone as far as with my gas prices. Everybody around me is in the same neighborhood and stuff. So I don't think they think I'm the culprit by any means.
Okay. When you're doing this, you know, you're not the only gas station around, so you know what other people are doing. How does it work when you're doing it? You said you have to go out and raise your price and do all the things on the sign. How does it work? How do you determine, okay, I gotta add 3 cents to my price today?
Well, it depends on what you have in the ground, what you paid for what you have in the ground. So, you know, that determines what your margin has to be. And what gets kind of frustrating is as these prices climb, you know, and we get 75% of our customers are paying at the pump or paying inside with credit cards, because nobody really carries enough cash nowadays to use cash to fill their tank. So it's a lot of credit card usage, and you're paying anywhere from, you know, 2.5 to 3 cents on the dollar, which you figure gas at $4.79, you're paying 12 to 16 cents on every gallon of fuel you sell, just off your margin to pay the credit card processing fees.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that much, because I know lots of stations have different prices for cash and credit. Sometimes it's like a dime.
Yeah. No, well, we're, We're not in that group. We have the same price no matter no matter how you're paying.
All right.
But
well,
like I say, I still don't think I still don't think people, like I say, are carrying enough cash when you're having a little, you know, small economy car, Corolla or Camry, and you pull up and I still see people putting $80 in there. I don't know about you, but I usually don't carry that much cash on me.
So. Yeah, that's in this day and age, not as often. Now, do you find that people, because gas prices are so high, are not filling up? They're taking, okay, I'll go to the gas station a couple more times a week, but I'll only pay $20 each time.
That's kind of the bizarre thing. It hasn't really affected my volume yet. I haven't really noticed any significant drop off in my volume yet.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Okay. You talked about the gas in the ground. How often does a station like yours get a new supply where a truck comes in and fills your tanks?
Well, we have diesel, premium, and no lead. And then we have blender pumps that, you know, incorporate our premium and no lead to make a mid-grade. But that's 8,500 gallons or what the tanker holds. And we sell about two loads a week, so about 1,700 gallons.
All right. And so you have to pay on the wholesale.
Or 17,000, I'm sorry.
Okay. So your gas bill is high. When somebody comes and supplies you, you pay a lot of money.
Yeah, it's tickling $40,000 per load now.
Which is a lot, obviously.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And I have some accounts that I run house charges where, you know, we'll bill them monthly. But it's kind of gets tough on the cash flow because they EFT it. My fuel supplier EFTs it out of my checking account every 10 days. So.
All right. Now
I have to sit on the balance of that for 3 weeks after before, you know, I get paid for some of my fuel.
Okay. So when you buy the next load that comes, and if it's up 5% in your cost, is that when you raise your price?
Yes. I'm in the business to make money, so I'm not a believer in selling, you know, below cost and losing money, because some of the bigger stores that have the big full-blown C stores and stuff, they can make it up in groceries and other stuff. And I'm more of a repair shop service center, and we make our money in the shop, but I don't, you know, make a lot as far as C store sales. So
gotcha. The convenience, you know, store stuff. You mean like, you know, like Twinkies and Gatorade.
Twinkies and toilet paper and soda, and, you know, I sell soda and stuff, but I mean, we don't have all the fountain drinks and all the
right.
The
other stuff. So you can't make up for what other larger places might, but you have a service center. What's the difference for profit for a place like yours where you can service cars and a place that just has the convenience store and pumps?
Being that I've never been a full-blown C store, I'm not sure what their profits are on their on their goods. But you know, we do well in our shop. I would think that we'd compare.
Have you had to raise your prices at the service center? Or
yes, we did.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. We had to raise our hourly rate by $14 within the last 3 months, and we had to raise it $10 an hour about 2 months before that.
When gas was $2, now you said it's getting close to five where you are.
Yep.
Were you making the same profit on the sale of a gallon of gas then versus now?
Yes, I was. You know, in Minnesota, they have a law that no service station or gas station is supposed to sell their fuel below 8 cents over rack price. Rack price is what you pay at the terminal when they load the tanker.
Okay.
And, but it's kind of a toothless law where, you know, there's not really any enforcement to it. I can call the Minnesota Service Station Association and file a complaint. And then they can call, you know, the person I'm complaining about and just tell them that, hey, you're selling below rack price, and sometimes they'll adjust, sometimes they'll ignore it. It's like I say, it's just kind of a toothless law.
Yeah, I mean, there are places we've all driven around and suddenly we see, hey, gas is 25 cents cheaper here. I'm going to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that what they're doing? Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's usually what they're doing is they're selling below the rack price.
What about places like, you know, BJ's, Walmart, club stores? They'll give you discounts. Is it harder to compete nowadays with places like that that have gas and you buy something and you get 10 cents off?
Well, we have a Costco that's right down the road from us, and their pumps are constantly full. So it's taken business away for sure.
Now, you're a Marathon gas station, right?
Correct.
So how important is brand loyalty? Do you see it as much in gasoline when prices go up this high?
You get some brand loyalty through their loyalty program. We have a sense-off program that you enter a code at the pump and it will knock a nickel off per gallon. And that generates, you know, quite a bit of comeback. So it's nice to have. They just kind of incorporated that in the last couple of years, and we've noticed a difference.
Right, and that gets repeat customers who want to do that. And that doesn't cost you, right? Marathon picks up that tab, right?
Yes.
All right, well, that's good.
Yeah.
When you talk to people, your providers, the wholesale level, do you see anything on the horizon where this is going to get better for people?
Not in the foreseeable future, unfortunately. I think with, the summer driving season here, and people have been holed up for the last couple of years with the pandemic and the 4th of July, like say, coming up, it's just I don't see anything where the demand's going to drop enough or anything that the prices are going to come down. I think we're going to be pulling out those fives to,
yeah, you know, they have it a lot of other states.
A gallon, yeah, pretty soon.
Where I am in New York, we're already doing that, and a lot of other places are. And there's six in California. So, do you have a six ready too?
I just have to flip over one of my nines.
Well, let's hope we don't get the nine.
Yeah, no kidding. I tell you, all my price signs, I have a 1, 2, and a 3 that have a decimal after them. That's, you know, for the 3.69 or whatever. I got no decimals on any 4s, 5s, 6s or anything up from there on up. So
let me ask you last, why is there a 9 decimal on every gas price?
They've been doing that since the 40s and 50s is what my father told me. He bought the service station I currently own back in 1958. And it was just kind of a way to squeeze a cent out of you with it looking like you're not, you know. It's 4.68. You forget about the 9 on the end, and it's really 4.69. So it's, you know, back then an extra cent or 0.9 cents probably was a lot bigger deal than it is today, but it's just something that's kind of stuck.
You know what? I'd take 1 cent off what we're dealing with nowadays.
Anything.
So I guess you'll keep your sign up for a while if this doesn't get
people
better.
They still seem to be getting a kick out of it. And until it starts going the other way, I'll probably just leave it up there, because as long as they keep going up, I'm going to keep hating my gas prices too.
All right. Well, we wish you the best, and thanks very much for the time. Chuck Graff, owner of Murphy's Service Center in St. Anthony Village, Minnesota. Great to talk to you, Chuck. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.